call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. It's me again. You may hopefully have noticed that I sent an email today with a picture, some text, obviously, and a short video describing events that the challenge that RT put to CNN. RT, the Russia Today, versus CNN, the, you know, Atlanta-based TV station. So I thought it was well framed because it's talking about the boy in the orange chair in Syria that I've talked about many times. So I use that as an analogy to set again the challenge before my family, my extended family, because I'm being shunned and I'm trying to break that down. Because you see, I'm in love with my wife. I'm in love with our kids, and I want to share that with them. As the Lord has commanded me, I am to teach my children the ways of the Lord. Right now, that's being prevented. The Lord commands me to reconcile with everybody, and those who are followers of Christ would also heed that, especially a woman who is married to a man, in particular me, would heed 1 Corinthians 7:11 as I continue to point. We're married. That is clear. The state means nothing. My last recollection is we're both followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that is true. I'm asking you to yield not to me, but to the Lord. It's blatantly obvious. Closing communications is not yes, it is an offense to me. But, you know, the Psalm 51, to you and you alone, O Lord, have I sinned. Well, refusing reconciliation, I would contend, is an offense to the Lord. It's a sin against him. We need to offer each other mercy and grace. I hold nothing against you. I hope you hold nothing against me. You actually kind of said that. If that's true, communicate with me. Let's reconcile. We have no other option besides disobeying the Lord. I love you.